Moment More, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Zhao Yunlan doesn't know how long he's been strapped down like this, with his ass up and exposed, ready to be used. He feels something pressing against his already abused asshole. His breath shudders. He feels fingers pressing against the bruises already on his hips, settling into place against the marks left there from before. "Please, I can't," Zhao Yunlan sobs. For a moment, nothing happens. Zhao Yunlan's head is hanging down limply, and he can't even be bothered to try to keep his eyes open. There's still someone holding on to his hips. That huge thing is still pressed against his asshole, ready to be shoved inside at a moment's notice. There's a touch against his hair, someone stroking it gently, before reaching to hold Zhao Yunlan's jaw carefully and lift his head up. Zhao Yunlan blinks his eyes open and looks at Shun Wei. The fingers on his hips press a bit more firmly against his bruises. By now, Zhao Yunlan's breath only shudders a little. He's too tired to react more than that. "Don't encourage him. He knew what it'd take," Yetsun says from behind him. His voice is strained and just a little bit mean. "He's had enough time." "Didi," Shun Wei snaps out, sounding irritated, but his touch against Zhao Yunlan stays gentle. Such a contrast to the way Yetsun is touching him, his fingers digging meanly into Zhao Yunlan's bruised hips. Zhao Yunlan tries to drag his thoughts together. His mind is moving too sluggishly, and it takes too much effort. He's too tired. "It needs to be now," Yetsun hisses angrily. There's a shiver down Zhao Yunlan's spine, and even that feels tired somehow. He whimpers out loud. "It's fine, I know," Zhao Yunlan mumbles, trying to wrap his tongue around the words. It's all he gets out before Yetsun unceremoniously rams inside his ass. Zhao Yunlan keens, a long, breathless noise. It feels like Yetsun might split him open. His abused ass shouldn't be this tight anymore, the thought suddenly comes from nowhere. Or maybe Yetsun is just that much bigger now. Zhao Yunlan can't remember why, even though he knows Shun Wei had explained before. Without letting Zhao Yunlan have a single moment to adjust, Yetsun starts fucking him mercilessly, his fingers pressing new bruises on top of the old ones against Zhao Yunlan's hips. Zhao Yunlan is sobbing tiredly. Shun Wei's touch is still so gentle as he pets Zhao Yunlan's hair. "You look so beautiful, Yunlan, carrying our babies," Shun Wei tells him softly. "Yes," Zhao Yunlan thinks fuzzily. He keens as the pain mixed with pleasure builds and builds, his overworked body not quite able to take it anymore. Tears keep falling from his eyes, and Shun Wei's fingers wipe them from his cheeks. Shun Wei whispers soft encouragement against Zhao Yunlan's ear, touching him too gently as Yetsun pounds into Zhao Yunlan's ass. Then Zhao Yunlan can feel his ass stretch around Yetsun's knot as he shoves himself as deep inside Zhao Yunlan as he can. It hurts, and Zhao Yunlan yells out loud, his voice already hoarse from before. He can feel his ass filling with Yetsun's cum. There's so much of it, and Yetsun's cock keeps throbbing inside him. "Yunlan," Shun Wei whispers gently. His lips press against Zhao Yunlan's temple, his hand resting against Zhao Yunlan's neck, warm and comforting. "It will be over after this, I promise," he says reassuringly. Yetsun's hands let go of his hips, and it seems like he's finally done. Zhao Yunlan's insides feel too full. Yetsun leans forward to drape himself over Zhao Yunlan's body. Zhao Yunlan whimpers tiredly as the movement makes the huge thing in his ass shift. Yetsun is heavy against him, and Darlin has no idea anymore if that feels good or not. It will be a good while before Yetsun will be able to pull out. He thinks so, at least. He remembers being told that. You did good, Yetsun says softly against his ear. Jaunan's heart flutters tiredly at the rare praise. Shunwei pets his hair softly. I'll run you a nice warm bath after this. Then you can rest for as long as you need, Jaunan, Shunwei tells him soothingly. Jaunan makes a small noise that might mean anything. Yetsun's lips press softly against the nape of his neck, his body still pressed heavily against Jaunan. You just need to wait for a little while longer, Shunwei says softly, his hands cradling Jaunlan's face, his thumb wiping at the quiet tears falling from Jaunlan's eyes. Jaunlan wants to tell him that it's fine, he doesn't need to worry, but he's too tired to speak. He'll just have to remember to tell Shunwei, once he can manage words again. The end.